HKX, KQ4, Yankee, Charlie, India.
4HKX, hey Bill.
Proximity to Mills River.
For my QTH. About 15 minutes west of that.
Calls into my show on a regular basis, Chuck from Mills River. And he owns a ham, but he doesn't have a ham license. And he's wanting to hook up with a group that can help him figure out how to get his ham license.
You can give him my contact information and I'll get him situated.
I'm sure he'll be thrilled to hear that one. Have you finished all your book work and everything and now you're a man of leisure?
I wanted to help a friend of mine's son with his vehicle right now, so I'm on the move to do that.
It's a nice day if you have to work outside, so I'm on my way to buy a bandsaw to cut down an old umbrella so I can put up a new umbrella.
And I'm actually, I'll be down your way here in about another hour.
Hey, check that.
You got Bill, KQ4, Yankee Charlie, India, YCI.
Bill, I'm down here in Gray Court. I'm making my way home.
You in Greenville right now.
And my QTH is GER. And I have to say GER because if I say GREER, I'll get all kinds of beat up on the radio here. Hey, talk too fast.
Bill, Dave is our resident northerner. He's from New Jersey.
Long Island.
Guys, we'll cut him a little slack today.
Awesome.
We lose you there? KO4HKX.
Lost. I've just got a bunch of static coming over when there's no signal.
That bad. That's right. Yeah, you're probably in the dead zone, Bill. You're probably not. Are you in the shadow of Paris Mountain, anywhere near Pleasantburg?
I'm just in Simpsonville, which has cables all over the place.
Location in there. Go ahead, New Jersey.
Being a former New Jerseyite, WW4JET, I was just throwing one in there for you.
Great state of New York out on Long Island.
See Long Island, all right.
Patrick, help me. Go ahead, take it.
Good afternoon, Matthew. We just like to pick on Dave, or I do anyway. It's just a daily sport.
Rescuing me from painting for a few minutes, so... that's quite all right, but you can pick on me, too. I don't have a problem with it, but it's long gone in my history.
Dave, just slow down where people can understand him down here.
I'm picking up the lingo, you know. Steve told me I had to buy a trailer to be a trailer. I know how to say y'all. I'm working on that. I'm fixing to, you know. So, and I got a wood-burning stove in my house now, so that makes me another step closer. I got to pass it over to Bill. Go ahead, Bill, KB2HXS.
I'm going to jump off of here for a moment to go try to pick out the right thing at Harbor Freight, because I get all kinds of googly-eyed when I go into Harbor Freight.
Focus.
I'll be right back. I'm going to run into the store here and get me a cold drink, and I shall return. Bill, have a good afternoon. If I don't talk to you again, Dave, Matthew, like I said, I'll return shortly. KO4HK.
I guess I do. All right, Patrick, I'll be out here for a little while. I'm still down here south of Woodruff, so making my way home. So I got a little bit of a ride yet.
Charlie, India, clear.
All right, Bill, have a fun at Harbor Freight.
Hope you find what you're looking for. Dave, drive carefully. I don't know how much further you got to go, but I have about 3 sections of porch railing I have yet to finish.
Once again, the GPS says about 43 minutes. And I'm down here. I take 101 back up and go go by the airport, come through downtown Gurr, and then I'm home.
All right. Well, I hope it keeps moving for you. As I know, as a day like today, maybe a lot of people left early, too. Who knows?
But from here, coming up 101, you miss all that traffic on 14. Coming up where Buncombe Road is, and you come up through downtown Greer and stuff. You come up 101 by the airport, and you come over the railroad tracks there by Poinsett, and then they'll make your left on, I can't think of the road, the name of that road. Anyway, it bypasses the downtown area, so I'm not sitting in all that traffic.
Gotcha. WW4JET for ID. I come in from the other direction when I'm over there, because I'm out by Table Rock, so when I head over in that direction, it's usually, you know, up 11, up 25, and down, Buncombe Road, or it'll come to me, and then all the way into Gurr that way.
Yeah, there's a couple of ways to come in. You can come in on 290 there, off 25, or Highway 11, and down a couple of back streets, Jordan Road, things like that. But, all right, Matt, get back to painting, and I'm going to hold you up. I'll be out here for a little while. KP2HXS.
Good talking to you. Careful on the drive. And, I'll be floating around here, just plugging away at this, trying to get it done. WW4GET will be listening.
73, KP2HXS Mobile.
4HX. I'm back, Dave.
And, yeah, I'm going to be making a stop here in a few minutes myself. Excuse me. Got to put a little go-go juice in the vehicle and might get me a drink.
Go-go juice earlier today. And been outside working, so stop and get me a cold drink for the next drive I've got to make here down towards Simpsonville.
Ah, we're going to be passing each other. I'm coming home from this area. You're coming down.
I'm going to help a buddy out with his truck. He's having some drivability issues, so I'm going to go take a look at it for him.
Excellent. Well, anything major wrong with it, or you don't really know?
Somebody else has been working on it. We don't know what they've done, or I don't, so I'm having to go back through all of it.
My building's right now. Am I making it back all right?
Scale into the repeater.
I had to roll up an extra half a foot to hear the machine. You got to go behind, like what I do sometimes. You have to go behind another tech and figure out what they screwed up.
That or find out what happened in the process. It's just been one of those for him. So we're going to go help him out and see if we can't get it up and running.
All right. Well, just be careful. Don't blow yourself up, as it were. How much further you got? You got a few more minutes, or you got to sign off?
Oh, no. I've got a little while. I can talk. I got to swing by the tool truck and pick up the scanner, and then I'll make the drive from Highway 11 down to Simpsonville.
You parked your tool truck off on 11?
Pretty close there where 11 and 25 cross.
Hey, I got a phone call.
04HKX. Mobile, I'm standing by.
All right, Patrick, see you in a little bit. KP2HXS.
About those car repairs. Was I talking to you last week about my coolant leak, Patrick?
Did you find out if it was the heater control valve or what it was, heater core or whatever it was?
This is right up next to the heater control valve, and it must have got compromised in that deer collision from back in October, because it was had a slit, you know, in the bottom of it, and the body shop didn't spot it originally, and it just finally let loose. So it was all covered under the original claim, so I'm not complaining.
Those things happen. When something like that, it's hard to catch every little thing. So sometimes you don't catch it till you put it back together and repressurize everything, and even then you still might not catch it for several days or miles down the road.
That's exactly right. That's exactly what happened. And finally let loose, but I'm just glad I wasn't on the side of the road in Atlanta. On the way to Atlanta, something like that.
That would have stung for sure.
About easy peasy. And no fresh leaks noted, which is good.
Thanks. Like I said, I've worked on cars long enough to know that it's easy to miss stuff, and people get mad and frustrated about it. Like, why didn't you catch that? Well, I'm like, do you catch everything that comes by you? Everybody makes mistakes and misses things. No point getting upset about it. Let's just fix it and move on.
Right. I mean, there's no point in getting upset about it. And they were very courteous about the whole thing, too. So I had no complaints. I had my wife's car to be able to get to work if there wasn't a problem. So, no, nothing to worry about there.
As to how many customers come in, just absolutely raising cane because they had to come back for small something. And on a big, you know, big, huge repair, and you miss one little thing. I've had it happen to me. And you test drive them and everything, and it still doesn't, you know, things happen later on.
Oh, I've seen it on the other end in my industry, you know, people lose it because they're special and they need to get there more than somebody else on the same flight needs to get there, and you know how that goes.
I see people coming in fussing about tools. I'm like, it's man-made. It will break, and it will be the most inconvenient time when it happens. But, you know, we'll take care of it. There's no point in getting upset. Just chill out. But, I mean, they'll come in throwing things, and I just stand there and laugh, you know, like, you're not going to get any help that way.
It's right about that. No doubt. And, it has a funny way of working that way, you know, at the worst possible time, but sometimes, it's all good. We got it taken care of.
I mean, if you can just get them to calm down long enough and talk to them, you can work everything out, but they just come in with a chip on their shoulders thinking they're going to get something special that way.
Yeah, and I don't know why people think that way, because I certainly think sweet works a little better than sour, no doubt about it.
I'm going to try that first before I have to try anything else. So, but where are you flying off to this week, or are you off this week?
Thankful, I'm off until Tuesday, so let all this weather come through and I don't have to deal with it. And I'll be here at the house, making sure everything is good. I hope we get missed a little bit, but it looks like we'll get a little something overnight Saturday night.
That's what I was looking at earlier today. I hadn't looked in the last couple hours, so I guess they're still calling for it to come through Saturday afternoon into Sunday morning.
The fortunate thing is it looks like most of the impact here is going to be in the overnight hours, which is good and bad. I mean, if it stays severe and it's tornadic, it catches people off guard, but at the same time, it tends to decrease in intensity that late in the evening or overnight, so we'll see what happens. We're long for the ride, as you know.
Hopefully, if it cools down enough, you don't have that hot air coming in to make everything turbulent, so hopefully that's what happens and we don't get any tornadoes. We don't need anything like that for sure. This area's got enough damage as it is to clean up.
Sunny did a pretty good job. I'm pretty impressed. They seem to got the roads, all the stuff down along the side of the roads taken care of for the most part. I know Greenville still has stuff along the roads, so I'm hoping it's getting better all the time.
You'll see a lot of stuff on the back roads, but out on the main roads, yeah, pretty much everything's clean.
KB2HXS. Hey. Left, I just turned the radio down to take a phone call. Oh, it's still here.
I'm getting ready to pull in and grab the scanner out of the tool truck, so I'll be just a minute. You gentlemen carry on, and I shall return shortly. KO4HX.
I wonder who else is in here. KB2HXS. Other station, go ahead. KB2HXS Mobile.